Did you know? Did you know what you were signing up for when you said, "Yes, I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled"? Did you really have a clue? We get the impression later on when Mary's singing her Magnificat later on in the chapter, her song of praise, that she knew that she'd been singled out for a high purpose, that she's glorifying God for what he's going to accomplish through her. She's a woman of faith. But did she know what was to come? That's what the song poses. Well, I don't think she did. When the angel Gabriel comes to Mary, she's perplexed by what he says to her. When we read of the shepherd's visit later on, she's confused by what the shepherds say, the angels have said. When Mary and Joseph take the infant Jesus to the temple, they meet with the prophet Simeon, who prophesies over Mary and says, "The deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your soul." Later on, when Jesus is 12, when he wanders off to the temple by himself, Mary and Joseph say to him, "We don't understand why you're doing this thing," even when he explains that he has to be in his father's house. They've not got a clue. Mary, did you know? Well, I don't think she did, actually. Later in her life, as we saw in the song, she has to watch her son being tortured and hung on a cross. And a sword does pierce her soul. All those claims by the angel Gabriel, all those titles he gives this baby that she can't feel kicking in her womb yet, that he will be great, that he would be called the Son of the Most High God. All the things that the song said, I don't think she knew at that moment. But she did know enough. She knew enough of God to be able to say her yes. Yes to something she did not know was around the corner, but yes to God because she trusted him, even if she didn't understand the plan or the purpose. We get the sense that Mary understood God. I love reading the Narnia books because I'm a big kid. The king, the lion Aslan, is returning to the fantasy world of Narnia. And we're told that when he returns, he will set the world right. There's an old saying, wrong will be right when Aslan comes in sight. At the sound of his roar, sorrows will be no more. When he bares his teeth, winter meets its death. When he shakes his mane, we will have spring again. And one question the children ask about Aslan the lion is he dangerous? Is he a tame lion? Well, have you ever met a tame lion? Lions don't generally become tame. He's not safe. We're told in the Narnia Chronicles, but he is good. And I think that describes God's plans too. They're not always risk-free, but they're always good, even if we don't understand them to be. Even if we don't know what's round the corner, God does. God's plans for Mary were good. She was favored. The Lord was with her. Our journey to Bethlehem is almost complete. This is the most exciting night of the year. And not just because we get presents tomorrow. We're nearly at Bethlehem. Are we willing to see where it's all going to? Even if we can't see what's just around the corner or what the future will be. At this point last year, as we stood here in 2015, none of us would have predicted the things that happened in 2016. Things played out on the world stage. It has been an interesting year for our world. We stand tonight in a different place to Mary. We know what the punchline is. We know who that child grew up to be. We know that he walked on water, that he gave sight to a blind man, that he calms the storm with his hand, as the song said. I know that. Do you? And although you might know this Jesus that did those things in the Bible, perhaps you don't know that that Jesus has that same power today. That baby boy who did not stay nappy and manger bound still saves, still delivers, still makes things new. The child who grew up saved me from my sin and went to a cross with arms outstretched to prove his love for me and for you. So my question tonight isn't, Mary, did you know? But whatever your name is, do you know? Do you know? Do you know this baby? Do you know this God? Do you know this Savior who comes to make things new, to deliver you, to transform you? And if you don't know this Jesus, let me tell you, he knows you and wants you to say your yes to him, just as Mary did. Christmas is great. The congregation here will tell you I'm being a bit giddy as Christmas has approached. But it's the beginning of the Easter story. It's episode one in Star Wars terms, in the trilogy of the church. Tonight, will you say your yes to finding out what happens next in the story of God? Tomorrow we'll be gathering, hopefully, opening presents with those whom we love. And that's a great thing. But Christmas is so much more than the presents we open. It's about the presence of God in our midst. Emmanuel, God who is with us, who presents us with life itself. Life over death, life in eternity, and life lived abundantly now. We've asked Mary, do you know? And I'll leave you with the question I've already posed. Do you know? And if you don't, perhaps tonight's the night to find out more. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be our Savior and Lord. Thank you for your servant Mary and her yes that transformed the world. Help us trust in the plans and purposes that you have for our lives. And as we gather around the table here, meet us afresh in bread and wine, we pray. Amen.